This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military reports an American activist who was shot and killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot unintentionally by Israeli forces aiming at someone else. 26-year-old Ajinor Ezgiegi, an activist from Seattle who held both U.S. and Turkish citizenship, was killed Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. The military said Tuesday its inquiry found that it is highly unlikely she was hit. It was highly likely she was hit indirectly and unintentionally, and the fire was not aimed at her, but at the key instigator of the riot, unquote. Speaking to reporters in London Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reacted strongly to the report, saying Eggie's killing was both unprovoked and unjustified.
No one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. No one should have to put their life at risk just for freely expressing their views. In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
Other protesters at the scene said there had been clashes between Israeli forces firing tear gas and live rounds and Palestinians throwing rocks, but they had subsided before Eggie was shot. Blinken also announced Tuesday that U.S. intelligence is reporting Iran has been supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, and said it said the U.S. and other allies are planning to impose new sanctions on Iran in response. Blinken made the report during a joint news conference with British Foreign Secretary David Lammy in London, where Blinken is meeting with top British officials. Blinken said Iran's actions are in clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. He said it's well documented that Iran has been supplying Russia with drones for use in Ukraine, but ballistic missiles are a dramatic escalation. Iran has denied supplying Russia any weapons for its war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to redouble efforts to make his nuclear force fully ready for combat with the United States and its allies. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
State media reported Kim made the remarks Monday in a speech marking the 76th founding anniversary for the North Korean government. He has repeatedly made such pledges, but the latest comes as experts believe North Korea will perform provocative weapons tests ahead of the U.S. presidential election in November. Kim's speech came a day after North Korea disclosed a new platform likely designed to fire more powerful intercontinental ballistic missiles targeting the mainland U.S. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The European Union's top court Tuesday rejected computer giant Apple's final legal challenge against an order from the bloc's executive commission to repay $14.3 billion in back taxes to Ireland, bringing to an end the long-running dispute. The European Commission, the EU's executive branch, had accused Apple of striking an illegal tax deal with Irish authorities so it could pay extremely low rates. Google also lost its final legal challenge against a European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in its search engine results, and a long-running antitrust dispute that came with a $2.7 billion penalty from the Commission. At a news conference Tuesday, the EU's Commissioner for Competition, Margrethe Vestager, called the rulings big wins for European citizens and for tax justice, and they said they set a good precedent.
And I think the case was symbolic because it demonstrated that even the most powerful tech companies could be held accountable. No one is above the law. It inspired regulators and policymakers worldwide to scrutinize the activities of digital giants more closely.
Huge crowds have greeted Pope Francis as he gave his last Mass in East Timor, the third leg of his Southeast Asian tour. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An estimated 600,000 people, a figure nearing half of the country's population, packed a seaside park for the ceremony, according to a Vatican spokesperson citing local organizers. Desse Maria Teresa Freitas, who's 44, arrived more than 7 hours early. She tells the AP, "We're very happy that the Pope came to Timor because it gives a blessing to our land and our people." The crowds believed to represent the biggest turnout for a papal event ever in terms of the proportion of the population. Francis's trip to East Timor is the first papal visit since the country became an independent nation in 2002. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.